All right, Jabo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we find ourselves, we're picking up still in the beginning of Perek Beis. This here. Perek Beis. So remember again, in Perek Beis we began speaking about the Midah of Zihirus. So to this, the Ramchal was explaining that the beginning of the Midah of Zihirus is that a person is exceptionally careful and vigilant and attentive to his actions and to his deeds. Because Ramchal explained that sometimes people go ahead and they walk through life like an iver, like a blind person walking by the edge of the water. And just like the blind person walking by the edge of the water, if there's not enough vigilance and there's not enough care and concern, then ultimately, chas v'shalom, a person could fall in. So to living life without proper vigilance, without proper forethought, could also lead one to incredible sakana. So we left off, ki ulam chasron hashmira mipnei ha'ivaron hativi. So the Ramchal writes that the lack of shmira, meaning, now what he means, literally the lack of guarding oneself against making bad decisions, the lack of guarding oneself, again, the lack of guarding oneself against not being vigilant, comes as a result of two things, what he calls ivar hativi, which literally means natural blindness, or mipnei ivaron haritzoni. Oh, thank you. Or because of a willful blindness. Dahinu stimas ha'inayim bebechira v'chefetz. That means closing one's eyes as a conscious decision. Echadu. This is all one. Now, what Ramchal is saying is the following. That, remember, the whole idea of Zihirus is thinking about a person is misboning, person thinks about his actions and his ways, if they are good or not. So this is something we all struggle with, but the question is, why do we struggle with it? So some of us are just naturally blind, meaning some people are just not inherently introspective or thoughtful. Some people just for whatever the reason. Other people, he explained, have a willful blindness. That there are people who just simply actively choose not to introspect, not to contemplate, and not to measure their actions. But he says the truth is, whether your blindness is innate or whether your blindness is a chosen state, echadu, in reality, again, it's still the same problem of a lack of zihirus. V'hine, Yirmiyahu hayu misonin aroa b'nei doro, v'pnei hayosam neguim b'nega hamidah hazos. Yirmiyahu, the prophet Jeremiah, lamented over the Jewish people, the Jewish generation, that they were afflicted with this particular midah. Shahayu ma'alimim einehem mima'aseihem, beli she'asimu lev liros mahim, halehe'asos im lehe'azev. That they would literally shield their eyes from their actions without going ahead and thinking or contemplating to see what they are. If it was good, meaning if it should be done, or if it shouldn't be done. So this is very important. So the Ramchal is not saying over here that Zihiros means not to sin. So people sin. We all sin. We sin all the time. It's just we're human beings. That's what happens. Zihiros means a contemplation of one's actions. And we'll see, by the way, that this Zihiros takes on two different levels. But this idea that Yirmiyahu HaNavi doesn't, I mean, he chastises them elsewhere for not sinning. But here what he chastises them for is something different. I'm not as upset that you sin. I understand that you sin. What I'm upset is you don't pay any attention to your actions, right? You don't try to contemplate your actions if they are good or if they're not. Va'amar aleihem, ein ish nicham al ra'alei mor me'asisi. And he said, no one thinks about the negative actions they've done. Just to ask themselves, what have I done? Kulo shav bimerutzasam. They keep just simply running. Kisus shoteif bimachama. Like a horse in the midst of war. Just like the horse in the midst of war keeps running. And the goal is just to avoid danger. If the horse left to its own doesn't even have a particular direction, just away from something else. So sometimes we run through life like a horse. directionless, not giving any real thought to the nature of the actions that we are taking. V'ainu, and this means shahayu rotfim v'holchim b'merutzas hergelim v'darcheihem, that they would go ahead and they would run, or literally they would pursue and they would walk b'merutzas hergelim v'darcheihem. They would just simply continue in their habituated ways, in what they got used to, without setting aside time to think about their actions and their pathways. And therefore it turns out that they would go ahead and continue to fall into the negativity without even seeing it. Let's do one more paragraph. The truth is, what we're describing over here, mostly this very profound piece, is perhaps one of the most used methods of the Yetzirah. Lahachbid avodaso bismidus alibos bnei adam, ad shelo yishtayer lohem revach. Bless you. L'sponin u'listakel be'ezed derechim hochim. We'll say, what does the Yetzirah do? The Yetzirah goes ahead and he literally piles on us avoda, different types of work, different types of responsibilities, different things that make our heads spin until there is no time to contemplate what path we are taking. Ki odehu she'lule hayu samim libam kim'at kat al darchayim, vaday shemiyad hayu mischal maschilim li'nochim ma'asim. Because the Yetzirah knows that if we would just pay a little bit of attention to that which we are doing, pay a little bit of attention to the derech we're taking in life, that we would definitely go ahead and change our ways. V'haysa acharata holachas u'miskabares bahem, and the truth is, we'd be so overwhelmed by remorse for what we've done, and we'd build up inside of us until we would ultimately choose just a different path. And this indeed was the Eitz of Paro. What did Paro say? Sha'amar tichbat ha'avoda al anoshim v'yasuba. Remember, what is Paro saying? Paro says, tichbat ha'avoda, work them harder. Now, what's the pshat with working them harder? Va'al yishu b'divrei shaker. Because if they're working hard, there's no time for them to think about anything else. Shayim iskavin shlo lahaniach lahem revach klal. Paro didn't want to give us any time. This is the whole chab. Just wanted to keep us busy. Levilti yitnu leiv, yasimu itza negdo. Ela hayam ishtada la'afriya liba mikolis boninus. And here, Rabosai, the Ramchal says something absolutely amazing. When Paro says, Tichbat ha'avoda, let the work get harder, and remember again, to even complicate this even more, when Paro says, Tichbat ha'avoda, the whole chap with the Egyptians was that the work wasn't necessarily methodical, and the work wasn't necessarily, productive. The goal was what? Just work. Just keep them busy. Just keep them busy. That was the whole chab. Just keep the people busy. And the Ramchal says, do you know why? You know what the strategy of keeping people busy is? That if you go ahead and you keep people busy, they don't have time to think about anything else, including themselves, including their lives, including the nature and trajectory and direction of where they're going and what it is that they're doing. So the Ramchal says something amazing. He said, it wasn't just Paro. He says, this is the Yetzirah. And I've also remember, whenever we speak about the Yetzirah, so the truth is, remember, I always say it's not the little guy with the pitchfork, on our shoulder. The Yetzirah, it's interesting that for some reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with this almost like mechanism of self-sabotage. I don't know. Well, we know why, because it gives us, it's what creates the friction that creates growth. But sometimes the way we sabotage ourselves is not through active sabotage. A person could do active sabotage. A person could go ahead and say, I'm doing an Avera. That's active sabotage. More often than not, that's not how we sabotage ourselves spiritually. The way we sabotage ourselves is that we just don't think. We just don't think. And how do you avoid thinking? Thinking, right? Zihiros, introspection, thinking of my actions is so important. Busy. I'm too busy. What do you? And by the way, I want to point out, he's not talking about like there are some people. There are some people that they're always too busy. They're always too busy, right? You ask them to do something, they're always too busy. What are you busy with? I'm not sure, but I'm absolutely too busy to do what it is that you need me to do. Okay, so you know, we all deal with people like that very often. I'm sure people encounter people like that, like in the workplace. It's just always too much. That's not what he's talking about over here. A person could be, and we'll see, could be busy with legitimate things. Legitimate, think about it. A person has a family. A person has a profession. A person has this person. People have a lot going on. So inevitably, you get very busy to the point that a whole day is taken up, a week is taken up, a month is taken up, years are taken up by good things, by important things. But says that Ramchal, just be aware that that's sometimes Maaseh Satan. There's sometimes the way that the Satan goes ahead and gets to us is not by telling us to sin, but by saying tichbat ha'avoda, that the work becomes so overwhelming, we become so busy that there's no time to think. And when there's no time to think, that's when terrible life error occurs. And so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up and pay Emir Hashem still in Parak Beis on Monday. It's 100%. It's a new weapon in an old war. Well said. It's exactly, exactly true. All right. Where are we up to here? Bamidbeis. Okay.